Hello, everyone. Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
I'm going to do an opening prayer from Psalms 128.
我将用诗篇128篇为大家献上祷告。
Bless are all who fear the Lord.
凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，便为有福。
Who walk in obedience to him.
遵行他道的人，便为有福。
You will eat the fruit of your labor, and blessings and prosperity will be yours.
你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
Your wife will be like the fruitful vine within your house. Within your house. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
你的妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Your children will be like olive shoots around your table.
你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子。
Yes, this will be blessings from them for the man who fears the Lord.
看哪，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。
May the Lord bless you from Zion.
愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你。
May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Today is a very special day. Today is a family day.
今天是一个很特别的日子，是家庭日。
You can see the many generations that was already up here, the first and second generations.
已经看到我们几代人都坐在这里了。
How wonderful it is!
这是多么美好的一个时刻。
Where we can worship together and joining in community.
我们可以一起来敬拜，一起在我们这个大家庭里来祷告，来敬拜。
So how is everybody doing today?
那么今天大家都好吗
？I hope. Thank you. I hope you guys are doing very well. It's a very sunny day out there.
希望大家今天都真的很好，因为今天外面天气也不错。
As I said before, this is a great time we could talk about family.
我也想了，今天在这种时候呢，也是我们要来谈论家庭的一个好的时机。
So it is important, but also very troubling, topic for Christians.
那么对基督徒来说呢？谈论这个家庭的问题呢，是一个重要但令人不安的话题。
So if you look at the title behind me, is that what do you think about this? Is it a spiritual thing, or you think it's a more of a practical thing?
大家看一下我后面这个幻灯片的title 题目，能往上翻回题目？哎，这两个题目哈，你们觉得哪一个题目是比较实际的哈？哪一个题目是比较属灵的
？We need both.
其实我们需要两个都需要。
A balance. A balance.
我们需要一个平衡。
I ask you this question: What does it come to your mind when we think about a Christian family?
所以我想问大家一个问题：当我们说到这个基督化家庭的时候，那么你想到的是什么呢？
Of course, you think of a dad, a mom, and maybe one or two children.
So, 我们经常想到就是一个父亲，一个母亲，一个或者几个弟兄姐妹。
But guess what?
但是实际情况是怎样呢
？The modern Christian family could look like any modern secular family.
但事实上，现代的基督徒家庭看起来似乎和任何世俗家庭没有什么区别。
A single mom, a single dad that's raising a child, an extended family raising a child.
我们可以看到单亲的父母亲抚养孩子，或者一个大家庭来抚养孩子。
Raising an adopted child.
或者是领养的孩子。
Dinks, if you don't know what dinks are, it's dual income, no kids.
丁克族就是像我们俩这种结婚了没有孩子的，叫做 double income, no kids.
Double income, no kids.
Yeah.
Co-parenting a person in your family who even identifies with the LGBTQ.
然后共同抚养孩子的家庭，或者甚至有些人的家里呢，出现了有同性恋的啊。
Cohabitation.
或者那种同居，选择同居的等等。
Et cetera, right?
Yeah.
This is our reality that we live in today.
这就是我们现在活的这个世界的一个真实的状况。
So what does Paul say? We are in this world, but we're not of this world.
但我们知道保罗教导我们说，我们活在这个世界上，但是我们不属于这个世界。
But we can't avoid it. the circumstances and the culture that we live in today.
但是我们确实无法回避我们今天所生活的环境和文化。
Now, I want you to raise your hands or pretend to raise your hands. I want you to do a quick survey.
我希望你举起你的手或者假装举起你的手。我要做一个快速的调查。
Do you think Christian families put faith first or family first?
你认为基督家庭把信仰放在第一位还是把家庭放在第一位？
Think about it. Well, it's more of a rhetorical
question. Okay, 好，大家想一下。
Well, guess what? In 2017, the Pew Survey, it's a company that surveys everything. It's a Christian company that surveys everything, right?
我不知道你们听不说，就 Pew 这个专门做统计叫调查的公司是个 Christian, 基督徒的公司，他们经常就做各种各样的统计。
They mainly focus on Americans, but we're not too far away from them.
虽然他们的统计对象往往都是美国人，但是因为我们加拿大跟他们相差也不远。
So, do you think family first or our faith first in the survey?
所以在这个统计调查中，你们认为美国的基督徒他们把家庭放在第一位，还是把信仰放在第一位？
I was a little bit surprised, but 42% of American Christians says that they put their family first over their faith at 29%.
其实我是有点觉得这个结果让我觉得比较 surprised， 因为呢，42%的受访者认为他们是将家庭放在第一位的，而将他们认为遥远的信仰排在第二位的是29%。
It's a pretty big distance second.
这个数据还是有一定的差距的。
Okay, I get it. If it's a non-Christian family,
如果是非基督徒这样说，家庭第一，信仰第二，我还能理解。但是基督徒家庭这样说，我还是比较觉得是一个很难理解的情况。
It seems that Christian families are worldly and not too focused on their families.
通过这个数据来看呢，基督徒的家庭似乎变得开始世俗。过度的重视家庭。
So after this survey, a seminary professor tweeted, I quote, one, go ahead.
这项调查结果出来后呢，一位神学院的教授在推特上写到如下的话语。
This is what he tweeted. One of the acceptable adulteries among evangelical Christians is adultery of the family.
福音派基督徒可以接受的偶像崇拜之一就是家庭，把家庭作为偶像来崇拜。
He continues, God can't be second.
那么接下来他继续说，既然上帝不能排第二。
He continues, so if family is first in our hearts, then family becomes an idol.
因此，如果我们把家庭放在我们心中的第一位，那么家庭就成了我们的偶像。
When any of us makes family an idol, we begin slowly but surely pushing God out of our life.
而当我们任何人把家庭当作偶像时，我们就开始缓慢而坚定地把上帝从我们的生活中驱逐出去。
The professor did get about 1,600 likes.
那这个教授他确实获得了1,600多个点赞。
I don't know if it's good or bad for a seminary professor.
我不知道这对一个神学院的教授来说是好事还是坏事。
We have lost a little bit of our way.
我们似乎有点迷失了我们的路径哈。
So the first important thing that Christians have forgotten and what should be first is God in their family.
所以基督徒忘记了第一件重要的事情是什么，那就是基督徒的首要任务。
It should be God and their relationship with him in Christ.
那就是神以及他们在基督里与他的关系。
Next comes one's spouse, then children, job, church, and finally one's social life.
接下来是配偶，然后是孩子，工作，教会，最后是社交生活。
Isn't this biblical?
这个顺序是符合圣经的吗？
This is biblical.
这是符合圣经教导的。
Based on the writings in Genesis and also the teaching of Jesus, the admonitions in the letters of Paul and Peter.
基于创世纪中的记载，基督耶稣的教导以及保罗和彼得书信中的劝告。
In my opinion, when we change this order, it affects the whole family or the whole family shalom and stability.
在我看来，任何分歧不仅会影响家庭的和谐和稳定，
but also an individual's happiness and contentment.
还会影响个人的幸福和满足。
The most common disruptions of this order are husbands and fathers who places job, church, and social life above family matter and of time commitment.
那这种秩序最常见的破坏呢，就是丈夫或者父亲在有限的时间内呢，将工作、教会或或教生活置于家庭之上。
And the wife and the mother who places her children above her husband, or
那或者是妻子和母亲将孩子置于丈夫之上。
Or her husband above her commitment to Christ.
或将丈夫置于对基督的承诺之上。
And finally, the teenagers who places social life above responsibility to parents and siblings.
或者是青少年将社交生活置于对父母和兄弟姐妹的责任之上。
God has created order.
上帝创造了秩序。
As Christ was submissive to the Father,
正如基督顺服他的天父一样。
So the bride of Christ, made of the Christian family, is submissive to God's will.
所以由基督徒家庭组成的基督的新娘也应该顺服基督的旨意。
Likewise, the husband who is called to be the spiritual head of the family must be submissive to the Lord.
同样被称为家庭属灵之主的丈夫也必须顺服主。
The wife who is called to be the bride of her husband should be submissive to him.
那被呼召成为丈夫心腹的妻子应该顺服他。
And the children who are the fruit of the family are called upon to be obedient to their parents in Ephesians 6:1 and Colossians 3:20.
那么作为孩子，作为家庭所结的果子，也被呼召要顺服父母。这在以弗所书六章一节和哥罗西书三章二十节我们都能看到。
We can also see that in 1 Peter 3:4-12, as in the readings we had.
我们刚才在我们的读经的时候，我们也在彼得前书三章四到十二节看到这一点。
When this order is disobeyed, conflict and disharmony results and lead to unhappiness.
那就是如果不遵守这个命令，就会产生冲突和不和谐，导致不快乐。
Love is a characteristic that maintains order.
爱是能够维持秩序的特性。
For the Christians,
对基督徒来说，
submission must be more than becomes more of a spiritual issue than a psychological matter.
所以对我们基督徒来说，顺服成为必须是一个属灵的问题，而不是心理问题。
The husband is exhorted to love his wife as Christ loved his church.
丈夫被劝告要爱他的妻子，就像基督爱教会，并为教会舍命一样。
And lay down his life for the church.
他为教会舍命一样。
And she in turn is called upon to submit herself to the husband.
而她也被要求顺服她的丈夫。
Submission does not mean doing things that are not Jesus as a center.
顺服并不意味着做一些不以耶稣为中心的事。
In our modern North American society, what rights do men have that women don't? Or,
okay.
Or what privileges do men have that women don't have also?
那在我们现代的北美社会中，男人有哪些权利是女人没有的？或者男性有哪些女性没有的特权呢？
Women are equal today with men, especially compared to back to the Old Testament.
那今天女性与男性是平等的，尤其是与旧约时代相比。
There's one privilege that women have that men don't.
女性的确有一项男性没有的权利，知道是什么吗？
Conscription.
服兵役，征兵。
Sorry guys, if there's a war, we're going up there first.
所以对不起诸位男士，如果发生战争，我们要上前去哈。
If a husband who is under God truly loves his wife, she will have nothing to lose by being obedient to him.
如果一个在上帝之下的丈夫真正爱他的妻子，他顺服，这个妻子顺服丈夫就不会有任何的损失。
She will be able to trust that decision of a godly husband will be the best for herself and the family.
她将能够相信她这位敬虔的丈夫的决定对她自己和家庭都是最好的。
Again, submission is actually mutual.
所以再次强调，服从其实是相互的。
All yielding to the needs of others.
一切都为了他人的需要。
So remember our scripture reading today again.
所以再一次牢记我们今天所读过的经文。
Is this one? We're going to use it. Bring modern back.
Are you sure we're going to use this one for this one?
After this. You've just finished this.
Right. Are you sure you want to do this one?
If you don't want, then you skip.
Let's skip this one.
Skip?
Okay, we'll skip that one. You want to do that one?
Second, we need to think not in terms of a biblical family, is but what a Christian family is.
其次呢，我们思考的呢，不是符合圣经的家庭，而是什么是基督教家庭。
What was considered as a family in the Old Testament was not the same by the time we reach to the New Testament.
旧约被视为家庭单位的概念呢，在我们读到新约时就已经不一样了。
Then we get into the 21st century.
那现在我们已经到了21世纪。
A lot has changed since 4,000 years ago.
那四千多年以来呢，发生了许多变化。
For example, having a second wife.
比如拥有第二个妻子。
Women treated as second-class citizens.
妇女被视为二等公民。
Betrothing.
订婚，幼年时很早就订婚等等。
The family unit has changed along with society.
所以随着社会的演化，家庭也在不断的演化。
Today we don't have such as a perfect family, nor or a normal family.
所以今天我们并没有一个完美的家庭，或说正常的家庭。
Because there's no such thing as a normal person.
因为根本就没有所谓的正常人。
Everybody has some minor neurotic tendencies, or at least some minor interpersonal relationship problems.
每个人都或多或少的有一些轻微的神经质倾向，或至少有一些轻微的人际关系问题。
Only Jesus Christ was completely normal in the sense of perfect.
只有耶稣基督在完美的意义上是完全正常的。
So what should we be striving for?
那我们努力的目标又是什么呢？
A normal family or an ideal family?
一个正常的家庭或一个理想的家庭呢？
Our goal cannot be a normal family, but rather an ideal one.
当然我们的目标不能是一个普通的家庭，而是一个理想的家庭。
Ideal does not mean perfect, but does simply hope for some higher standard.
理想并不意味着完美
to strive,
而是意味着对更高标准的希望。
To strive for an ideal family gives us a goal to shoot for that's realistic, attainable, and recognize the imperfection of human failure.
努力建立一个理想的家庭给了我们一个可以实现的实际目标，并意识到人类失败的不完美。
Let's go to Adam and Eve.
我们回到亚当和夏娃。
You know who they are.
你们都知道他们是谁。
Their relationship was very harmonious.
他们的关系是非常融洽的。
There were no arguments. There were no arguments about who did the dishes or how many chores we did. They did no discussions about who left where their pants were and around the house.
他们不会争论谁在家里家务做得多，谁把脏衣服到处乱扔等等。
They were also in harmony with God.
而且他们与上帝也是和谐相处的。
They can hear God walking in the garden.
他们可以听到上帝在花园里漫步。
Wouldn't that be amazing if God could walk in your family?
如果你的家人可以听到上帝在你家中行走，那不是很神奇吗？
Once they were caught doing something that they shouldn't have done, they started blaming each other.
但是一旦他们被发现做了不该做的事情，他们就开始互相指责。
How long do you think their marriage will last in today's terms? And if they kept doing this to each other?
你可以想象一下，如果他们一直这样做的话，以今天的标准来看，他们的婚姻还能维持多久？
You can see they are both thoughtless and selfish.
你可以看出他们既轻率又自私。
Thoughtless in the sense they blamed each other, and selfishness in the sense that they did not want to be blamed.
说他们轻率呢，就意味着他们互相指责；说他们自私，就意味着他们不想被指责。
You can also see their disharmony.
所以你也可以看到这里存在着一种不和谐。
Thoughtlessness is an extreme form of foolishness.
那极端形式的轻率呢，就是愚蠢。
In Ephesians 5:17, Paul says, "Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping the will of the Lord, the will of the Lord is.
所以保罗在以弗所书五章十七节说，所以你们不要做糊涂、轻率、愚昧的人，只要明白并牢牢抓住主的旨意。
It's in the Amplified Translation.
这种翻译是放大版的圣经穿翻译版。
Thoughtlessness comes from an emotional state.
而轻率是来自于情绪的一种状态。
Well, selfishness is a sin.
而自私是一种罪。
Which is a spiritual problem.
是一种属灵的问题。
Do you agree?
你们同意这种说法吗？
Both can work among we. They can. It can be worked out between two people.As long as they desire to communicate with humility and who are also willing to respect each other's opinion, even though they are different.
那这两者呢，都可以在那些渴望谦逊的沟通，并愿意尊重与自己意见相反的家庭成员中来发挥作用。
Unless they're both genuine communication and mutual respect to present.In a relationship, even unless, let me repeat that, Honor. In other words, communication has to be genuine and has to be done in mutual respect.
那么沟通呢，一定要真心实意的，而且是互相尊重的。
If it doesn't happen, nobody can help them.
如果这种情况没有发生，没有人可以帮到他们。
There'll be a lot of praying.
你可以祷告很多。
And a lot of.Going up to Jesus.
你可以到耶稣面前去很多次。
So you can see the foundation of stability and maturity is an ideal family.
所以由此可见呢，理想家庭的稳定和成熟的基础源自于夫妻之间的关系。
Stem from the relationship of the husband and wife with each other.
爱是维持沟通和尊重的重要因素。
Yeah. I think you jumped me a little bit.Love is the important ingredient that maintains communication.
Oh, 爱是维系沟通和尊重的一个最基本的要素。
Okay, without it, relationship is lifeless, right?
如果没有它呢，关系就没有生命力。
If both couples lose respect for each other, the marriage is doomed.
如果夫妻双方都失去了对彼此的尊重，那个婚姻的悲惨结局就是注定的。
Like I said before, you need to come to the cross.So in these cases, a Christian couple who believe that God is the giver of life and love should pray that God who gave love to each other in the first place will rekindle it and thereby revive their relationship.
所以作为基督徒的夫妇呢，你当发生矛盾的时候，你必须两个人都来到十字架面前，相信上帝是生命和爱的赐予者，那么呢，来祈祷。神将最初的那个爱赐给彼此，来重新点燃爱，恢复他们的关系。
This is the most important part. It has to be desired by both couples.
这是非常重要的一点，就是夫妻双方都要从心里来渴望。
So God could show them a new creative ways to express their love and sustain it in spite of their conflicts.
那么神就可以向他们展示新的创造性的方式来表达他们的爱。
So let me re-emphasize this thing again. If both sincerely desire it.
所以我再强调一下，只要双方两个人都是真心愿意的。
One of the most powerful verses in all of Scripture is Ephesians 4:32.
那圣经中最为充满力量的经文之一呢，就是以弗所书四章三十二节。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
If this is true of the church in general, imagine how much true it is within a covenant relationship in a marriage between a husband and a wife.
如果这个教导对整个教会来说都是真理，想象一下在婚姻的这个圣约关系中，这应该是有多么的真实。
Do you remember when God gave?Forgave you for your foolishness, and forgave the laziness, forgave your idolatry, and forgave all the sinful things you have done. Do you remember those times?
你自己还记不记得神在 在多大程度上饶恕了你多少愚蠢的言论、懒惰、偶像崇拜和各种常见的属血气的罪孽。
So husbands and wives, how can't you forgive each other for your own sins, wrongdoings through Christ, as they themselves receive mercy and love through Jesus Christ?
那作为基督徒的夫妇，你们自己都不愿意饶恕彼此的罪孽和错误，而同时又自己透过耶稣基督接受了上帝的怜悯和爱，这样做是可以的吗？
There are three principles, I think, for stability and maturity.
所以我认为保持家庭的稳定性和成熟度有三个关键原则。
Understanding and respect for individual differences are essential to the family stability.
那理解和尊重个体的差异性对家庭稳定至关重要。
When two people have never lived together,And then before, and they get married.
那么当两个从未生活在一起的人结婚时，
they need to get along with each other because of different personality traits and characteristics.
那因为他们个人的特点、性格等等等等都不同，所以他们需要时间去了解对方。
So both married couples must recognize their own and others' temperament and personalities.
所以已婚夫妇呢，他双方必须认识自己。及其对方的品质、个性，并
And most of all, to be adapting to each other's differences, right?
那必须要学会来适应彼此的差异。
Let me give you an example.
那让我给你举个例子。
When Lynn and I got married, then we lived with each other.
我和 Lynn 结婚的时候呢，后来她搬过来，我们就住在我们的 condo 里。
She would.Clean after me and pick after me. Pick things well. Things, pick
他每天都跟在我的后面帮我打扫，然后捡我丢下的东西。
Eventually, she gave up.
最后，她放弃了。
Because I'm not a neat person.
因为我不是个爱整洁的人。
I don't put things away.
我不会马上把东西收起来。
Guess what was her tactic?
你们猜猜 Lynn 的。
She didn't yell at me.
她没有冲我大喊大笑。
She didn't complain.
她也没跟我抱怨。
She became like me.
她变得跟我一样。
She didn't clean up anymore.
她再也不打扫卫生了。
She left everything messy like I did.
她就让家里乱七八糟，就像我一样。
It's got to a point when I couldn't tolerate it, then I start cleaning up.
直到我无法忍受家里的乱七八糟的时候，我开始打扫了。
So guess what?
那你们猜猜接下来发生什么？
Anybody? She started to follow me, cleaning up with me.
所以当我开始打扫的时候，她才会跟着我一起来打扫。
So eventually she told me that she learned it from somewhere, or someone, or a teacher.
所以最后，他告诉我，他是从一位牧师的教导那里学到的。
The idea is walking in the other person's shoes.
那就是设身处地站在别人的立场思考。
And she has never changed.
然后从那之后，他就再也不变了。
So in other words, I have to start cleaning up the house.
所以我就开始变成家打扫家里的那个人。
And cooking too.
然后还要做饭。Give you a chance to complain.
Thank you. Second, this is the most tricky part of all. Parents must teach by word and by example to your children.
下一点就是父母必须言传身教。那这一点呢，其实是说起来是非常有点棘手的。
Because we have, as parents, we have to navigate very carefully as adults.
因为作为基督徒父母，我们是成年人，所以我们在很多地方就要非常仔细的来应对。
Because they see us hypocritically at our homes, and then they'll compare us to us when we are in the churches, in the church.
因为我们在家中的行为和表现呢，会被孩子们拿来在教会里来比较我们在教会里的表现。
You have to remember, youth and university.Students, okay, could smell you a mile away if you are not genuine or not real to them.
你要记住哈，无论你是否真诚哈，年轻人和大学生在一英里之外就能闻到你的味道。
You could tell, they could tell if you're faking it.
他们可以判断你是否在伪装。
Especially university students.
特别是大学生。
Okay, they can also tell that you're giving them their typical Christian response to their issues and their problems that they are dealing with.
如果你只是他们面临很多问题的时候，如果你只是给他们一些典型的基督徒的标准答案，他们是能分辨出来的。
Yet they do the same thing to us when we ask them.
所以他们就是用同样的标准来要求我们，我们告诉他什么，他们就会来要求我们。
So it's not a two-way street, it's actually a one-way street.
所以这不是一个有双程的，这是一个单向的。
So how can parents teach the word and set an example if the parents don't even follow the scriptures?
那么如果父母都不遵守圣经的教导，又该如何教导孩子并树立榜样呢？
Do what I say, but don't do what I do.
我们可以跟他们说，你就照我说的做，但不要做我所做的。
Example of this is this summer we had a university retreat.
有一个例子就是今年夏天呢，我们大学生想做一个退休会。
They came up with a great idea.
他们有一个非常棒的想法。
One room, five kids.
五个人挤到一个房间去。
And they told me, "Goes, it's fun, and we can save the church money."
他们说，哎，这一定会很有趣，然后还能帮助教会省钱。
I thought it wasn't too bad, actually.
然后我当时就想，嗯，你们的建议还好像也可以呀。
So I shared this with the pastoral team.
所以我就跟我们的教牧团队分享。
And one of them said, "We need to set an example for them and not do something like this because it's against the retreat center, room occupancy." Occupancy policy.
那么其中有一个我们的教牧员工就说，我们需要为他们树立榜样，不要做这样的事，因为这违反了退休营中心的那个居住要求。
That's correct.
这是对的，对吗？
So eventually we separate all the students up.
所以最后我们就让孩子们还是按照要求去，两个人一间。
So I shared this with the students when I was at retreat, and I want to see how they would respond.
然后我就将在这个教牧同工会上发生的这个的讨论呢，带到了我们退休会的时候和学生们分享，想看看他们是怎样说的。
Well, some of them said, "Yeah, yeah, it helps."
有些人说 ，Yeah, 是的，这是有帮助的。
I think they just wanted me to hear a typical Christian response.
我想他们只是这么说给我听的，因为这是典型的基督徒的答案。
But there's one student, and he says, "Don't we speed?"
但是还是有一个人跟我说，我们难道不超速吗？
It's like the right hand and the left hand doesn't know what they're doing.
这就像右手不知道左手在做什么。
I was thinking about what I was reflecting about what he was saying.
然后我就去反思考他提出了这个问题。
Raise up your hand who has ran a yellow light.
你们谁闯过黄灯？举一下手。
Who ran a
黄灯，不是红灯，黄灯。
Okay, put your hand up still. And who has ran a red light?
谁闯过红灯？黄灯的不要放下手。谁闯过红灯
？Parents, who sits in your car most of the time?
那我要问一下家长，谁经常坐在你的后排座上
？Your kids.
是你的孩子。
Or our kids.
或者我们的孩子。
Okay, so you know that they could tell you're speeding, right?
你知道他们是可以判断出你们是否超速吗
？They also know that you ran a yellow and a red light.
或他们也知道你们是否闯了黄灯或绿红灯。
So how are you going to explain that to them?
你如何向他们解释呢
？Don't do what I say, but what's it? Don't do what I do, but don't what's it? Don't do what I say, but don't do what I do.
照我说的做，但不要做我所做的。
They're going to be tired of hearing it.
他们会听腻的。
And they're going to phase out.
他们最后也会觉得无所谓。
But they know the difference.
但是他们知道这个区别在哪里。
And how do you deal with it?
你来如何面对这些问题呢
？So therefore, as a pastor myself, okay, I am basically I'm a little contrary to your youth pastor. In other words, I don't say and do things.That the typical youth pastor would say and do.
所以我作为一个牧师呢，有时候呢，我说的话并不是像大多数的牧者会给一些非常属灵圣经上的一个标准答案。
I'm broken as they are. I'm as fleshy as they are.
我跟这些孩子们一样是破碎的，也是有血气的。
I have to be honest.
我必须要对他们诚实。
And they could be honest with me.
然后他们也可以对我诚实。
The university students were very open with sensitive things that they had to deal with.
所以这样的话呢，那么年长的大学生们，他们才对一些比较敏感的话题愿意来敞开他们。
So don't come to me and then say, what did my kid say to me? This is said to me, I'm not going to tell you.
所以不要来问我那些孩子们跟我说了什么，我不会告诉你们的。
Okay, so we cannot be satisfied with what we call a three-point theology that says, husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. And children, obey your parents. We can't have that type of three-point theology anymore. Well,
所以我们不能满足于就那种三点神学。丈夫爱妻子，妻子顺服丈夫，儿女顺服丈夫。
While it is important, there are only a small portion of Christian views of the Christian view of the family interactions.
虽然这很重要，但他们只是基督家庭互动的一小部分。
There are many references with the Father and the Son, and also with the Heavenly Father and Earthly Father in the New Testament and Old Testament. We see that across the whole the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
那我们在圣经中旧约新约我们都看到多次提到圣父圣子地上的父亲天上的父亲以及地上父亲和天上父亲的相似之处等等等等
Yes, these passages do have rich treasures for parents today.
虽然这些经文对我们当今的父母来说呢确实有很多丰富的宝藏
Yet, how do we balance certain passages with love and discipline?
但是我们如何平衡某些经文与爱和纪律的问题
Hebrews 12:3-9 and Matthew 7:9-11.
那我们举例来说，像希伯来书12:3-11和马太福音7:9-10就有关于爱和管教的说法。
In Hebrews, it speaks of no discipline seems pleasant at time, but painful.Later on, however, produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
那希伯来书说呢，没有一种管教当时看来是愉快的，反倒是痛苦的。然而后来，他为那些受过他训练的人带来了正义与和平的收获。
And obviously, you know this passage very well in Matthew. Then Matthew says, "How much more will your Father in heaven give you good gifts to those who ask Him?"
那接下来你们很熟悉的马太福音里，说到，何况你们的天父岂不将那更好的东西赐给求他的人吗
？If we look carefully into God as Heavenly Father relates to us in our earthly realm, we should find some very clear principles for parents-child relationships.
所以，我们如果仔细研究天父上帝是如何与地上的孩子相处的，我们应该发现一些非常明确的父母与孩子关系的原则。
Thirdly, good communication leads to joyful communion.
那第三点就是良好的沟通带来快乐的交流。
These two words have a common root in Latin.
那么交流和沟通交流这两个词，它们是有一个同样的拉丁词根。
The word is communis.
它们来源自拉丁语 communis.
Not communist.
不是共产主义。
It means common or shared.
它的意思是共同的或共享的。
They have a common idea of sharing interaction and connection among groups or individuals.
他们的意思是共同共享的连接是连他们的意思是共同的或共享的。他们共同享的连接是群体或个人之间的互动和连接的概念。
People say true empathy is your pain in my heart.
人们说真正的同理心是你的痛在我心里。
Family communication and communion can be painful and hurtful at times.
所以家庭沟通和交流时有可能是一个痛苦甚至产生伤害的过程。
When differences are resolved, we can find shalom in family or with another individual family member.
所以只有当分歧得到解决后呢，我们才能在家庭中或中各个成员中找到和睦。
As God is the light,We are exhorted to walk in the light, and this might mean that you have to open and share your most inner thoughts.
所以呢，我们被教导说神是光，我们劝告在这要在光中行，所以这就意味着你必须敞开来分享你内心的一些真实的想法。
Good communication and communion is not just about apologizing and asking for forgiveness and the other person accepting it.
所以良好的沟通和交流呢，不仅仅是道歉、请求饶恕，然后对方来接受。
There is a repair part that we tend to overlook.
有一个修复的部分是我们容易忽略的。
How do we as Christian parents and spouse repair the communication, communion, and the shalom with family members?
那身为基督徒父母或者配偶，我们如何修复与家人的沟通，和来和睦呢？
Let me give you an example.
我来举个例子。
I was at a Zoom meeting with one of the parents.
我在 Zoom 上与一位家长会面。
And the parents said, "Can't you hear my kids being noisy?"
你能听到我的孩子有多吵吗？
And I just yelled at them.
然后我就对他们大喊大叫。
And I felt bad, she said.
然后家长就说：“哎呀，我其实感觉挺不好的。”
I told the parent, "It's not unique."
我就告诉那个家长，这不单单是你的经历。
All parents yell at one time or another.
所有的父母都会时不时的大喊大叫。
And the parent replied.Really?
所以那个家长就说：“真的吗？”
I said yes.
我就回答说：“是的。”
I also said it's not only about apologizing, but how we as parents repair communion.
然后我就告诉他呢，这不仅仅是道歉的问题，而是我们身为父母如何修复这个沟通的问题。
Because it is the parents' responsibility to make the first move.
因为踏出第一步是父母的责任，不是孩子。
Not the child.
不是孩子。
As the parents get older, now it becomes the children's responsibility as they leave the nest to reach out to their parents when they get older.
Yeah. 然后随着父母年龄的增长，孩子们离开了家，那个时候与父母联系就成为孩子的责任。
So let me give you a little more clear picture of this.
那我就再给大家描述一个更加清晰的一个图景。
This could be your typical night at your home.
这可能是你家中一个典型的一个晚上的一个情景。
You just prepared a wonderful dinner for your family.
你为全家人准备了丰盛的晚餐。
You had a busy day.
你忙碌了一天。
You're exhausted.
你很疲惫。
And you didn't sleep all that well the night before.
你头一天晚上也没睡好。
You're very anxious about your undo list, unfinished list.
你对本周未完成的那些待办事项感到焦虑。
Your child walks in.
然后你的孩子走进来。
And look at your food that you had prepared.
然后看看了你准备的食物。
And says, and whines, and says, Chinese again?
然后抱怨说又是中国菜。
I want pizza.
我要想吃披萨。
Then you snap.
然后你就炸了。
You look at your child and yell.At that child and probably say something like this. Do you know in the rest of the world there are poor kids that didn't have any food?
然后你就对着你的孩子大吼，你可能会说，你知道世界其他地方的孩子在挨饿吗？
Your child could respond in several ways.
你的孩子可能有很多种回应你的方法。
Yell back at you.
吼回来。
To stare at you.
瞪着你
or walk away.
或者就走开了。
We call it the freeze, flight, or fight mode.
我们就把它叫一个凝固打的战斗，然后走开的一个三连的动作。
Now, what do you feel now after you, as parents, you yelled at your kids?
那作为父母，每次你们冲孩子吼完了以后，你们感觉如何？
It's self-loathing, right?
Sometimes 你就有点讨厌你自己，我怎么又这样了？
Am I right?
是不是这样呢？
I do that. I have the same feeling when I yell at Elin. So.
So 我每次跟 Lin 吼完了，我就是这种感觉。
So we gotta be around the same area.
这肯定有一些地方我们是很相似的。
You're probably saying to yourself, "What the heck did I do? What's wrong with me? Did I mess up my kid?"
所以你可能会对自己说：“哎呀，我怎么了？我总是把我和孩子这个事情搞砸了。”
Probably not.
也许你不是这样反应的。
You must have felt something, right?
但是作为父母，这个事情过后你一定有感受的。
How about shame?
甚至会感到羞愧。
It is true there's no such thing as a perfect parent, right?
确实世界上没有完美的父母。
Mistakes and struggles come with being a parent, and no one tells you what to do next.
身为父母的之后呢，错误和挣扎就伴随而来，没有人会告诉你下一步该怎么做。
Do you move on?
你是继续你的生活吗？
Pretend nothing happened.
假装什么都没有发生。
Again, all parents yell.
所以我还要说，家长们，每个人，包括丈夫、妻子，都会有你大喊大叫的时候。
So what comes next?
那么接下来我们要怎么做
？Repair.
修复。
And get good at it too.
而且要能够更加好的学会如何修复。
So what is repair?
那什么是修复呢
？Repair is the act of going back to a moment of disconnection.
那修复就是回到断开连接时刻的那个行为。
Taking the responsibility of your behavior and acknowledging the impact it had on another.
对自己的行为负责，并承认对其他人的影响。
First, I want to differentiate a repair from an apology.
所以我想将修复跟道歉来区分开来。
Because when we apologize, it often shuts down the conversation.
当我们仅仅是道歉的时候呢，通常就会导致这个谈话终结到那儿了。
Hey, I'm sorry I yelled. Can we move on now?
哦，对不起，我刚才吼你了。那我们接下来继续吧。
Right? Is that right? It just shuts down the conversation afterwards.
如果你这样说了，你肯定就接下来没什么话可说了。
So a good repair opens up the conversation.
一个良好的修复才可以打开一个人的心。
So a repair means that there's something happened or a rupture.
那么修
Okay, repair assumes there is a rupture.
你要去修复某事的时候呢，首先就是必须要知道有一个破裂的存在。
So to repair, you have to mess up.
所以 你要修复的东西肯定是在那之前你把什么的事情搞砸了
or fall short of someone else's expectations
或者你达不到别人的期望
sound familiar
听起来很熟悉吗
you have sinned
你犯了罪
which means the next time a person snaps at your kids or your spouse or your work colleagues instead of berating yourself like you did that night in the kitchen try to remind yourself on focusing of getting it goodAt repair.
这就意味着下次有人对你的孩子、配偶或同事发脾气的时候呢，你就不要像那天在厨房那样来责备你自己，而是要提醒你自己要专注于修复。
So step one.
所以第一步就是
you have to yell.
你要大吼，因为那个是已经发生的既定的事实。
So check that off, and basically you did a good job on that.
然后你就要跟你自己说，啊，我搞砸了。
So step two, now repair.
然后第二步呢，就是修复。
Let's go back to the kitchen.
那我们就回到厨房里去。
So let's take the child either yelled back or left.
那我们就假设孩子们要么吼回来，要么就离开了。
Well.What will happen if you don't repair?
那我要问你，如果不修复的话，会发生什么事？
A child has one coping mechanism.
你要知道，孩子们都有一种应对机制。
Self-blame.
就叫自我责备。
Self-blame sounds like this.
那自我责备听起来呢，是这样的。
There's something wrong with me.
啊，我有点不好，不对劲。
I'm unlovable.
我不可爱。
I make bad things happen.
我使坏的事情发生了。
Ronald Fairbairn may have said it best when he wrote that, "For kids, it is better for a sinner in a world ruled by God than to live in a world ruled by the devil."
那么 Ronald Fairbairn 呢？他写过一句话：对孩子们来说，在上帝统治的世界里做罪人，比生活在魔鬼统治的世界里要好。
In other words, it's actually adaptive for a child to internalize.Badness and fault, because at least then they can hold on to the idea that their parents and the world around them is safe and good.
所以换句话说呢，就是孩子们将这些坏事和过失呢都内化， 实际上这种内化过程是出于他们的适应性，因此因为至少这样他们可以坚持认为他们的父母和周围的世界是安全和美好的。
And while self-blame works for us in childhood, we all know it works against us in adulthood.
虽然自责在童年时对我们是有用的，但我们都知道它在成年后对我们是不利的。
Something's wrong with me.
我不够好。
I make bad things happen. I'm unlovable.
我使很多坏事情发生了，我不是可爱的。
These are the core fears of so many adults.
这些是许多成年人的心理的恐惧。
But really, we see here they are actually the childhood stories we wrote when we were left alone following distressful events that went unrepaired.
但实际上我们在这里看到他们实际上是在我们经历了无法修复的痛苦事件后独自写下的童年故事。
Do we have the time?
No.
I know we don't have enough time. Okay. Plus, adults with self-blame are vulnerable to depression, anxiety, deep feelings of worthlessness.
另外，有自责的成年人很容易感到忧虑、焦虑，甚至有一种深深的无价值感。
None of which we want for our kids.
这些都不是我们希望我们的孩子遇到的。
We can do better.
我们可以做得更好。
It doesn't mean we have to be perfect.
这并不意味着我们必须完美。
When you repair, you go further than removing a child's story of self-blame.
当你修复时，你所做的不仅仅是消除孩子的自责的故事。
You add in all the elements that were missing in the first place.
你首先要添加那些所缺少的元素。
Safety.
安全。
Connection.
连接。
Coherence.
连贯。
Love.
爱。
Goodness.
善良。
It is as if you're saying to a child,I will not let this chapter of your life end in self-blame.
就好像你在对一个孩子说，我不会让你生命的这一章以自责结束。
Yes, this chapter will still contain the element of yelling.
尽管这一章仍然包含大喊大叫。
But I can assure you this chapter has a different ending.
但我可以保证这一章有一个不同的结局。
Therefore, a different title.
因此就有不同的标题。
A different theme.
一个不同的主题。
And a lesson learned.
还有不同的经验教训。
There's no exact formula of how to repair your child or your spouse.
你来修复和孩子和配偶的这个关系呢，其实没有确切的一个公式。
Name what happened.
说出发生的事情。
Take the responsibility.
承担责任。
State what would you do differently the next time.
来解释清楚下次你会采取哪些不同的做法。
It will sound like this.
事情也许就会变成这样的。
Hey.I keep thinking about what happened the other night in the kitchen.
Oh, hey, 我一直在想那天晚上在厨房里发生的事情。
I'm sorry, I yelled.
我很抱歉，我大喊大叫了。
I'm sure you felt scared.
我确信你感觉很害怕。
It wasn't your fault.
这不是你的错。
I'm working on staying calm.
我努力使我自己保持冷静。
Even I'm frustrated.
即使当时我其实是很沮丧的。
A 15 seconds in intervention can have a lifetime impact.
就是短短的15秒钟的干预和修复可能产生一个终生的影响。
You have replaced your child's story of self-blame with a story of self-trust, safety, and connection.
你已经用自信、安全和联系的这个故事取代了孩子自责的故事。
And to give a little more clarity to how to repair,
那么为了让大家更清楚地了解如何修复
I want to share an example of what I call not repair.
那针对以上的情景呢我想来给大家举一个没有带来修复的回应是什么样子的
It occurs to all of us.
这对我们大多数人来说是更自然的事情
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, 很抱歉
I yell at you in the kitchen, but if you weren't complaining about dinner, it wouldn't have happened.
我很抱歉我在厨房里对你大吼但是如果你没有抱怨晚餐就不会发生这种事了
Sound familiar?
听起来很熟悉吗
Been there?
是否发生在你身上
Done that?
你做过这种类似的事吗
There's a story in the Bible like this Very similar
我们在圣经里有一个非常相似的故事
Jesus' resurrection after the third day in his 40 days teaching with his disciples.
耶稣三天后复活，然后就教导了门徒四十天。
We know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
He came back to teach his disciples.
他复活后来教导门徒们，来完成他自己的。
First, I think he came back to restore and to repair the broken relationship with his disciples.
首先，我认为他回来是为了恢复或修复与门徒之间破裂的关系。
They ran away.
因为他们逃跑了。
They were hiding and they were fearful.
他们躲起来，感到恐惧。
They were expecting an earthly ruler, but they got a heavenly ruler.
他们期待一位地上的统治者，但他们却得到了一位天上的统治者。
What a letdown.
对他们来说，真是令人失望啊。
What the heck happened?
啊，那到底发生了什么事？
We got screwed over.
哦，我们都一塌糊涂。
But we can see glimpses of it.
我们还是可以看到他的那个影子。
Doubting Thomas and Peter.
怀疑的汤马斯和那个自责的彼得。
Thomas had to deal with his self-doubt, and Peter had to deal with his self-blame.
那汤马斯必须应对他的自我怀疑的问题，那彼得必须应对他自己的自责问题。
Sounds like the child in the example I used.
就像刚才我们举例的那个孩子一样，我自责。
Jesus didn't leave them hanging.
所以耶稣并没有让他们就悬在那里。
He didn't let the story end there.
他并没有让这个故事就此结束。
He restored the communion and shalom with his disciples.
他去修复、恢复了与门徒的交流和平安。
He could have said something similar to what the mother said to the child.
他可能对他们想说的就像父母对孩子想说的一样。
Hey.
Hey.
I was thinking about you guys for 3 days.
这三天我都在想你们。
I'm sorry for what I did to scare you guys.
我很抱歉我所做的事吓到了你们。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
I had to do it for all the world.
我必须为全世界做这件事。
But it won't happen again.
这样的事不会再发生了。
Second, he had his disciples refocus to finish his mission, and he left them to do it.
其次呢，他让门徒们集中精力来完成他要求他们完成的使命。
Third, Jesus through love and discipline to call his disciples back on track.
所以第三呢，耶稣就透过爱和管教来呼召门徒回到正轨。
John 21, after Jesus asked Peter 3 times, Do you love me?
在约翰福音二十一章，耶稣三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
He told Peter what would happen to him and how he would die.
然后在这之后呢，他就告诉了彼得，往后的日子里会发生什么事，以及他会如何的死。
After all this, Jesus said, Follow me.
然后在这一切之后，耶稣只说了一句话。你跟从我吧。
This is the ultimate calling for all Christians.
跟随耶稣，这是所有基督徒的终极呼召。
This is the way to an ideal Christian family.
这也是通往理想基督教家庭的道路。
Follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣。
To become like him in your own home.
在你自己的家里变得像他一样。
Live your home like Christ.
在你的家中活出基督。
Thank God for this ultimate solution.
感谢上帝提供了这个最终的解决方法。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
Loving and merciful.
慈爱而仁慈。
Bring together and keep all families in perfect unity of love and mutual support.
将所有家庭聚集在爱和互相支持的完美团契中。
Instill each member the spirit of understanding and affection for each other.
请向每个家庭成员注入互相理解和关怀的精神。
May the mutual love, affection, and maturity of the parents set a good example.
愿父母的相爱、慈爱与成熟成为好的榜样。
Instill in children self-respect that they may respect others and grow and mature in independence.
向孩子们注入自尊，使他们能够尊重他人，并在成熟的独立中成长。
May the mutual affection and respect of families be a sign of Christian life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
愿家庭之间的相互关爱和尊重，成为透过我们主耶稣基督而过的这个基督徒生活的标志。
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.